Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So I have one last question for you.
Absolutely.
Now, I started learning astrology. Well, I was reading and all that, but where the rubber hit the road was I was doing rideshare, Uber and Lyft in Atlanta. And I did that for 2 years.
Yeah.
And one day I picked this guy up from the airport and he got in the car. He was a Buddhist monk. And so now I'm driving this Buddhist monk to his house. I actually wrote a blog about it, but you know, being that what I'm into and all of that.
Yeah.
And being that I was out of it. And this dude was going to school to get his master's degree or doctorate degree, master's, whatever, in divination. Not divination, theology, something like that.
Okay.
And so I turned to the guy and I said, hey, what is Buddhism? What's Buddhism? And he said, that's the wrong question. I said, oh, well, what is the right question? And he told me the right question to ask. And so I'm going to ask you the right question.
Okay.
What has numerology done for you?
I think for me, it has given me a tool to be of service. It's like, to me, I see numerology as a GPS, a very detailed GPS. It tells me when there's going to be obstacles on the road. It tells me when there's potholes. It tells me when there's police sitting by, meaning times that I need to slow down. It tells me when there's going to be traffic. So it tells me when I'm getting to a challenge where I got to make some decisions, whether I want to get off the expressway or stay on and endure the traffic and endure the pain. It tells me times that I'm going the wrong way, which I always think that we're going the right way, but sometimes it's like, hey, you on a detour. Like, it's time to get back on. You on these side streets, it's time to get back on where you need to get back on to. But also, I think, if anything, numerology, if there's a creator to all of this, a design to all of this, mathematics and numbers show that it's something outside of us that exists. I don't think that these traits that are in these characteristics that are associated with these numbers are just by somebody's own doing. I think that it was meant to be found. So it shows for me, it shows that, you know, God exists.
Has it made a difference in your life?
Oh, 1,000%. And just because I think the biggest thing is the self-awareness alone. The self-awareness alone, knowing what parts of my life, again.
How many people do you think struggle with that?
Self-awareness?
Yes. If we grab 10 random people, how many out of that 10 you think would be self-aware?
Would be self-aware?
Yeah.
Maybe 3? Maybe 3.
And you being generous?
And probably, because it's not to shit on people, but people don't understand their triggers. Maybe by a certain age, but even then, if I talk to older men who should have the understanding that you have a feminine and a masculine side, some may get offended. Some are still very closed-minded and don't know how to see things outside of their own perspective. And so that's what is like, you're not even aware that you're limiting yourself just by your own thought process. So, and it reminded me when I hopped into someone's live on TikTok one day, and the conversation was based on men's mental health. I went in that room. I stayed for about 10 minutes and I had to leave out. I made some statements about mental health, and yeah, it was not appreciated. So it showed me that, yeah, people, you're not even aware of your own triggers. You don't even realize the traumas and the hurt that you're still carrying around.
Yeah.
So, and the way, and they take that and they carry that into their relationships. For me, I'm able to take a step back. I'm able to just take a step back. I say, all right, Raymond, I know I apply the numbers to a lot, but there are times I take a step back. I say, okay, say, Raymond, what's the energy of the day? Are you coming off like a bully, you know, in my relationship? I'd be like, are you coming off like a bully right now? Are you not being very understanding right now to what's taking place? So it's allowed me that point where I can just stop and see my and get my awareness.
I know I said I had no more questions, but after you said that, I got one more. Would you not date someone because of their numerology?
No. I wouldn't.
You know how people could use that as
excuse? No, I wouldn't. Right. I think things can work out, but again, there's a low vibration and a high vibration side to these numbers.
All right.
And that's what I based off of. Where are you at? Where are you at on these numbers? What muscles still need to be worked out? What muscles need to go into the gym that you are unwilling to even go to the gym about? You know, that type of thing. So I think that's where it comes into play at.
All right. Any final words you want to give about numerology, and how could people get in contact with you or see you get a reading and all of that?
So the best thing, any final words? I don't. A few. I think one thing when it comes to numerology, I don't feel that people should have to understand it and know it the way I know it. But I still think at some basic level you should. Even not for yourself, but for your family. Like, this is, think about the tool. When people say, I want to be able to give my child the head start, I want to be able to give my family their head start, this is a way to do it. Yeah, you got to let children be children and things like that. But if you can say, you know what, okay, this is my child's life path. I know what the type of things I should keep around them. I know how to approach them with an open mind. I should understand that this gives me better insights to their triggers. I know the energy that's been missing inside of my family that I need to bring back in. So I think it's even the aspects. But also, if you're some form of a coach, a mentor, and where you have other people, this can also be a great tool that you can utilize, right? If you're a life coach and you understood numerology, well, you now know how to better work with your client. You better have a better understanding of the person that you work with. Have a better understanding of their strengths and weaknesses. So for me, it's like people should be open-minded and have somewhat of a basic understanding to it.
All right.
And how you can find me is I'm most on, I say TikTok because that's where I'm at. Raymond_369. There are fake pages out there, but Raymond_369, that is me. I would never message you. I would never DM you telling you that I'm a psychic or anything like that. But I do go live. So you know me, I go live and I try to go live often so those fake pages can't mimic me. But also, if you want, just email me, RaymondDurrNumerology@gmail.com.
All right. That's D-U-R-R.
Yes.
All right. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. And thank you for teaching us. Everybody know how I end this. Know thyself and balance your energy.
I started off with question, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.